we're back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93. Kim Cameron is all set to go. The season kicks off for Michigan Tech women's basketball, coming in ranked 8th in the preseason poll. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Can you believe we're here already?
No, the season is starting.
Yes.
We're on the radio, so that's pretty fun.
Well, that's a good sign, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. You got a game coming up on Sunday and at Michigan State, and this is a really cool thing. Anytime we can take on one of those Big Ten schools and Division One foes, and I guess just to start us off, you got the number 8 ranking in the preseason. I don't know how much you put into preseason rankings, but do you feel that's kind of where you guys are right now?
We don't put a ton into the ranking. It doesn't actually mean anything until you earn it at the end of the season. We talk about it. I think the difference between this year and last year coming into the year is that the expectations are much higher, and it's been very apparent, I think, to the girls, to the players, to what they're expecting from themselves with the experience that we're returning. It's a completely different feeling, I think, that we had last year, where it was a little more unexpected. We weren't really sure how we were going to be, who was going to take over different leadership roles. So it's been kind of interesting and fun to watch the team kind of develop and grow and figure themselves out, and also handle, you know, a ranking, or handle their expectations really for themselves with the seniors and the experience with the juniors. It's been kind of fun, and it's definitely been different, but we're enjoying it because that makes practice that much more competitive.
Coach, a couple of weeks into practice now, and I guess talk about, you know, what kind of things you guys are focused on, and maybe some differences that we might see from this team from last year.
Well, I think we have a lot of depth this year. It's been very fun, and for us to be able to go through practice and try combinations with 12 different players. We are very capable. We have a very deep bench, and that's exciting for us moving forward. There's a lot of things that I think we're good at, and with the experience, and I like our guard play that returns from last year, and then also our post play has really developed, I think. You know, last year we played mostly with, you know, 2 6-feet, 4 and 5 players who get to the basket. Julian Ritchie could shoot. This year we have a little more presence in the post, with Kylie Moxley being healthy again, and Elizabeth Kelleher, who is coming off of a redshirt year, has just had an awesome start to the season. So we're really excited to add that. I don't think we had as big of a post presence last year with injury and other stuff, but this year I think we do.
Coach, playing Michigan State, obviously a Big Ten team and a program that they're going to have some unbelievable athletes, and we've been in this position before. I think your very first game as a head coach was at Notre Dame, and you know, both teams of that game end up finishing as the national runner-up, obviously them in Division I, us in Division II. But you know, what are you looking to get out of a game against Michigan State, and what are you looking to see from your team?
Well, thank you for not repeating the score of that game against Notre Dame. That entire game is etched in my mind forever. But I will say that the experience of going down there was one that I will never forget. I'm not going to say I won't forget the score, but I definitely will never forget the experience, and I don't think that the players will either. You know, we're asking to go down there and to compete. I think we're all very aware of their strength and size is going to be bigger, faster, stronger, but I do think we have the opportunity to compete and try, and I think that's great for the players. I think, you know, you have an opportunity to play in front of thousands and thousands of fans in the Breslin Center. This team, the Michigan State team, has high expectations for this year. They were a little banged up last year with three of their main players that were really hurt, and I think they're very excited about the upcoming season, but I really think our players are too. I do think that our experience, even though it is our first game with the 4 seniors and 3 juniors that we have, they will be able to handle the first punch a little bit easier than we have been able to in the past. And you know, that first 5 minutes is usually just kind of a crazy period while you're trying to get your legs underneath you. I am hoping that they can handle that as best they can. You know, it's everybody's first game, and I think that they'll keep a very level head throughout the game and keep in mind that we're there to compete and enjoy the experience.
Coach Kim Cameron from the Michigan Tech women's basketball team is with us today. And Coach, take us through again how a game like this gets scheduled. What's the process? Do they contact us? How does that all work?
You know, this is the first time our athletic director, Suzanne, had put this together. She did an awesome job, gave us an awesome opportunity to be able to play the Breslin. So she took care of this one for us. We've had a contract for almost 3 years with Michigan State to be able to play. So we've known about this for a while, and she really did all the legwork for this game. In a normal situation, or in my experience in the past, we've been asked to play, and you know, we've accepted most of the offers that we've had. You know, depending on relationships with coaches, depending on need, it can go either way.
I know there are a lot of rule changes in women's college basketball for this year, and we don't have enough time to take an entire drive time to kind of talk through all of them, but maybe hit some of the high points and some of the things that you're focused on with your team in the rule changes.
There is going to be four quarters, so four 10-minute quarters, and the reason I understand that they did that was to have more kind of last second plays, opportunities to score in an exciting moment. You know, you had two extras with the quarter, so you know, the last second play two more times.
Right.
That's a big one with the four quarters. Advancing the basketball is a huge one. Anytime under 1 minute in the game, if you call a timeout without advancing the basketball, you can choose to receive it at half court, which, you know, if you ever watch the NBA, when they advance the ball, it's a totally different game. It's a completely different game. You don't have the full court press. You know, we're really practicing the half court out of bounds plays. Another big rule change is there's five fouls per quarter. There are no more one-on-ones. It's two shots for that. So free throws are going to be very, very important. Anything after five in any quarter is two shots at the basket.
Yeah, so those are some of the highlights, and there's more on top of that. But, yeah, I think just to let our fans know that it is going to be different. There are four quarters now, four 10-minute quarters instead of halves.
Which I like. I like the four quarters.
Yeah, and but the men are still going to be playing halves. And the men do not have the advancing the basketball rule. They did go to the 30-second shot clock, so I think there's going to be a lot of education here with our fans as we start the season. But, you know, we'll start talking about it now, and hopefully people will get it by the time we're into conference play. But it is going to be an exciting deal on Sunday down at the Breslin, 2:00 opening tip off down there, and I know you're looking forward to the trip and the experience, Coach, and so am I. I get to go down there and call the game as well, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're excited to have you, and it should be great. And our first look at Husky basketball for the 15-16 season.
And New Jersey's too, Coach. Yeah.
And New Jersey's, that was awesome.
I saw them last night on Twitter. Very nice.
Some gold Husky script. Yeah, I think the girls look sharp.
Very nice.
All right, Coach, we appreciate it, and good luck this weekend down at Michigan State. We'll be listening here on Mix 93.
All right, thanks so much, guys.
All right, Kim Cameron, head coach of the women's basketball squad, playing down at Michigan State, 2:00, 1:45 pregame on Mix 93. Don't forget Husky hockey this weekend, Friday and Saturday night from Huntsville, and the cross-country team in action this weekend.
Yeah, they're down at Evansville. They're taking part in the Midwest Regional, so they had last weekend off. They'll be their final race, unless they can qualify somebody or one of their team, perhaps. I think they're going to be top five to qualify a team for NCAA Nationals. So good luck to Coach Hagenmiller and his teams down there. And, another big weekend. Everybody's on the road, so our fans at home will get a little breather. But make sure to tune in here. We've got lots of action here on Mix 93 over the weekend. And looking forward to calling some of it, Dirk. And I know you're looking forward to seeing the hockey team back in action against a very good UAH squad down in Huntsville.
Absolutely. All right, that's Huskies Drive Time.